Hi, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News Team. I want to begin today by a story that Tim Farley sent out from Sunday, September 11th, 2011, from the Oregonian, from Oregon City. When the trial of Dale and Shannon Hickman begins this week in Clackamas County, the curtain again rises on a familiar tragedy, one centered on the death of a child and on parents whose unwavering faith in divine healing may lead them to prison. The Hickmans are members of the Followers of Christ, an Oregon City faith healing church. The congregation has a long history of children dying from curable conditions because parents rejected medical care in favor of spiritual treatments. The Hickmans are charged with second-degree manslaughter. They are the fourth couple prosecuted in the past 2 years by the Clackamas County District Attorney's Office for failing to seek adequate medical care for a child. In the previous cases, all but one defendant was convicted and sentenced to jail or to prison. I read that because if you have friends who believe in faith healing, who are such Christians that they refuse to accept anything about modern medicine, you got to tell them stories like that. They put their faith above the love of their own child. Now, there's something wrong with that. This is about critical acceptance. You know, you have to learn to think critically. I know I say this all the time. It probably gets boring hearing me say it all the time. But over and over again, you just see in this world that people go on thinking that they can believe anything that they want and that the world will reflect that. And it's simply not true. All right, this is the Weekly News in Review. This was posted by J. Gabriel Boylan on the 13th of September, 2011. I am reading this from the harpers.org website. Actually, I get it as an email, and you can get it that way, too. It's just a good summary of the news for you to think about. The news of the preceding week. The United States observed the 10th anniversary of the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people on September 11th, 2001. Thousands of mourners gathered at the World Trade Center site in Lower Manhattan, at the Pentagon, and in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Relatives and loved ones read out the names of the victims, bagpipers played, and 6 moments of silence were observed, one for each airliner and one for each of the two towers. President Barack Obama visited all 3 sites in the course of the day. In New York City, he read from Psalm 46, and former President George W. Bush read from a letter to a grieving mother by Abraham Lincoln. The crowd cheered Bush, and Paul Simon performed The Sound of Silence. In Pennsylvania, the president and his wife laid a wreath, after which some in attendance chanted, USA, USA, and a man shouted, Thanks for getting Bin Laden. At his final event of the day in Washington, Obama spoke about the wars that grew out of 9/11. Our strength, he said, is not measured in our ability to stay in these places. It comes from our commitment to leave those lands to free people and sovereign states, and our desire to move from a decade of war to a future of peace. Despite fears of a potential attack on the ceremonies, no disturbances were reported. Among other false alarms, F-16s were dispatched to escort 2 flights after passengers reportedly spent too long in the bathrooms, and a plane carrying Oliver North was evacuated in St. Louis after a toilet was found stuffed with paper towels. Iranian authorities continued a summer-long crackdown on youth water fights, following confessions by arrestees on state TV that they were motivated by foreign invitations and had been supplied with pistols. This is not simply a game with water, said Judiciary spokesman Gholam Qasim Mohseni Ejehi. This act is being guided from abroad. The Tanzanian region of Zanzibar began a 3-day mourning period after the MV Spice Islander capsized, killing at least 200 of the 800 passengers on board. I realized something strange on the movement of the ship, reported Yahya Hussein, 15. It was like zigzag or dizziness. A pipeline exploded in Nairobi, killing at least 75. A bomb exploded near the Delhi High Court in India, killing 11. Two suicide bombers attacked the home of a high-ranking military officer in Quetta, Pakistan, killing 23. And 24 people were shot in 24 hours in New York City. Rising opera star Salvatore Licitra, thought by many to be the heir to Luciano Pavarotti, died from injuries suffered during a scooter accident. And 44 players and staff from Russia's Lokomotiv hockey club died when their plane crashed after takeoff. "We have no team anymore," said a Lokomotiv spokesman. "They all burned in the crash." As Texas wildfires raged, Governor and 2012 GOP presidential candidate Rick Perry called watching from the air surreal. "I have seen a number of big fires in my life," he said. "This one is as mean-looking as I've ever seen." At the Republican presidential debate, moderator Brian Williams mentioned that 234 executions had taken place in Texas during Perry's tenure, and the crowd of right-wingers at the Reagan Library applauded. What do you think of applauding executions? A poll of 30,000 people in 15 countries found that the world still thinks America is the coolest. And in St. Petersburg, Florida, a blood-covered, half-naked 22-year-old woman was arrested for biting the face and arm of a 69-year-old man who had been sleeping in a motorized wheelchair in front of a Hooters. "I'm a vampire," the woman said, according to an affidavit. "I am going to eat you." Police in Ogden, Utah, responded to a report that a man was slaughtering a cow in his driveway. "The cow was in the process of losing its head," said Officer Troy Burnett of the scene upon his arrival. "It's not illegal, but it is absurd that people would think slaughtering a cow in their driveway is okay. Maybe on the west side of the county on one of the farms." Harbor, an 8-year-old black and tan coonhound from Boulder, Colorado, set the record for longest ears on a dog. A Swedish elk was found drunk up a tree after eating too many fermented apples. And Filipinos captured a 20-foot-long, 2,370-pound crocodile, the largest on record, though a larger one was believed to be at large. A maintenance worker in Yuma, Arizona, may have caused a power failure that affected nearly 6 million people in California, Arizona, and Mexico. Google was found to be using more electricity than Salt Lake City. And the Federal Trade Commission halted the sale of Acne App and Acne Poner, two smartphone apps that claim to treat acne, one of them using red and blue lights. Is your critical judgment being erased just a little bit by that? FTC Chairman Joe Leibowitz said, "Smartphones make our lives easier in countless ways. But unfortunately, when it comes to curing acne, there's no app for that." They were trying to sell an app on a smartphone that would shine blue and red lights on your face, and that will clean up your acne? And people actually thought that might work, so they bought it? It's a wonder people can even feed themselves. It really is. All right, that's the weekly news and review. Listen to my music program, The Chill Room, every Friday night here at around 11 p.m. on killradio.org. We're radio the way it's supposed to be. Thanks for listening, and I will be back next week.